Evo Devo, Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719 doi 10.1186S13227-016-0057-3, open access, meeting report. Meeting report of Tenerpalooza, the first international meeting of Teneferologists Joseph F. Ryan 1.2, Christine E. Schnitzler 1.2, 3 and Sydney L. Tam 4. Abstract: here we present a report on Tenerpalooza, a meeting of Teneferologists held at the Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience in St. Augustine, FL, USA, on March 14-15, 2016. In this report, we provide a summary of each of the sessions that occurred during this two-day meeting, which touched on most of the relevant areas of tenefer biology. The report includes some major themes regarding the future of tenefer research that emerged during Tenerpalooza. More information can be found at the meeting website, http://ctenerpalooza.whitney.ufl.edu. Keywords: tenefera, tenefer, Tenerpalooza introduction. Tenefers, also known as comb jellies, fig 1, are a group of animals found in nearly all marine environments, coastal and oceanic, deep sea as well as surface waters. Most species are planktonic and move by the beating of eight ciliary bands, which is the distinct morphological character uniting the group. About one-third of described species, known as benthic tenefers, have secondarily derived bilaterally symmetric adult body plans and often live as ectoparasites on other marine invertebrates. The late 19th century was a golden age of tenefer research, during which many key discoveries were made, for example, 1-4. Yet, these animals went largely unstudied for most of the 20th century. 5. Several factors have led to a resurgence in interest of tenefers of late, Fig 2, including: 1. New ideas about the phylogenetic position of the group, 6-11, 2. Implications of their phylogenetic position on the evolution of animal cell types, 8, 9, 12-17, but see also, 18-20, 3. Improved protocols for molecular experimentation, 21-27, and 4. New ideas about their ecology and invasive biology, 28-33. In light of this growing interest, we organized correspondence, joseph.ryan@whitney.ufl.edu. 1. Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Tenerpalooza, the first formal international meeting dedicated to tenefer biology, teneferology. On March 14-15, 2016, 75 researchers representing 12 countries met for 2 days at the University of Florida's Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience in St. Augustine, FL, to discuss teneferology. There were 50 accepted abstracts, 26 oral presentations, and 24 posters. Below are brief descriptions of the oral presentations, organized chronologically by session, and some of the ideas that surfaced during the meeting. More information, including abstracts and videos of many of the talks, can be found at the meeting website, http://ctenerpalooza.whitney.ufl.edu. Fossils diversity phylogeny. The first presentation of the meeting was a comprehensive review of the tenefer fossil record by George Stanley from the University of Montana. Stanley gave a detailed assessment of each of the dozen or so relevant published fossils. His take-home message was that interpreting the current tenefer fossil record is challenging. Stanley called for a revision of the record with special consideration for the effects of taphonomy, the process of fossilization, in evaluating these fossils. Lawrence Madden from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution presented a history of our understanding of tenefer diversity. Unlike most animals, tenefers are very delicate and therefore not amenable to identification when collected with a trawl or net. Madden. Copyright sign, 2016. The author, S. This article is distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The Creative Commons Public Domain Dedication Waiver, http://creativecommons.org/public-domain-01.0, applies to the data made available in this article, unless otherwise stated. Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719, page 2 of 6, figure 1. Pelagic ctenophores, Birovita, B, Euplocamus sp, C, Nephiloctena sp, D, Bathocero fosteri, E, Nemeopsis leedii, and, F, Oceropsis sp. Photograph credits, A, B, E, F. Joseph F. Ryan, C.R., Griswold, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, D. Marsh Youngbluth, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Images A, B, E, F are licensed under Creative Commons, CC BY, images, C, D are in the public domain. Recounted how before open ocean scuba diving and submersibles there was hardly any information about the deep ocean diversity of ctenophores, and it was thought there were only a limited number of species occupying a very narrow geographical range. These new technologies have completely revolutionized our view of ctenophore biodiversity and have shown that there are upwards of about 200 species widely distributed throughout the Earth's oceans. Stephen Haddock from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute spoke next about the phylogenetic relationships of ctenophore lineages. He showed photographs of several undescribed ctenophore species that have been collected from the deep ocean. Haddock gave a sneak peek at a taxonomic key that his laboratory is developing for ctenophores and also gave some background on the diversity, evolution, and ecophysiology of ctenophores, DEEPC, project. An effort to understand the evolution and diversification of ctenophores using the deep sea habitat as a generating force of novel adaptations. The last speaker of the session, Claudia Mills from the University of Washington's Friday Harbor Labs, spoke about a recently discovered deep sea ctenophore from the Northeast Pacific Ocean. Species is undescribed at the time of this publication. These exciting ctenophores have lobes, tiny comb rows, and weird knobs. They are transparent in color, but the meridional canals can be strikingly golden in color after ingesting their prey Poobius mazeus, annelida. They use a unique lobe extension strategy to capture these annelids, which are much larger than their ctenophore predator. Nerve and muscle cells. Mary Luz Hernandez, Nikes from the University of Nice, gave the first keynote of the meeting describing her extensive ultrastructural and cytochemical results on the nervous system of ctenophores and its characteristic synaptic contacts onto sensory receptors and muscle cells, suggesting the presence of cholinergic and aminergic vesicles. The ultrastructure and physiology of Birogiant mesodial smooth muscles, and the possible mechanisms of calcium activation of muscle contraction without a T system were discussed. Timothy Jegler from Penn State University spoke about what ctenophores can tell us about the functional evolution of neurites. Jegler discussed the techniques and experiments that are needed to understand the origin of the nervous system, and he put forth the hypothesis that ctenophores branched off prior to the evolution of neural polarity. David Simmons, Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719, page 3 of 6, Drosophila, number of citations, Cnorhabditis, Ctenophora, 13,000, 46,000, 700, 9,750, 34,500, 525, 6,500, 23,000, 350, 3,250, 11,500, 175, 0, 0, 0, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2014, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2014, year, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2014, year. Figure 2. Growing interest in tenafors is evident in the literature. Number of citations from Google Scholar over the past 12 years for the terms Kinohaditis, Drosophila, and Tenophora shows that research on tenafors is growing. It is interesting to compare both the trends, as well as the enormous difference in numbers of research articles published on these different organisms. A PhD student from the University of Florida's Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience presented new single embryo time course RNA-seq data that compare gene expression patterns during early development in the tenophores Nemeopsis leedii and Birovita. He showed evidence that many of the genes involved in the bilaterian nervous system, for example, neuroxin, AMAS, pyraxis, Shaker channels, and glutamate receptors, show peaks of expression at around 11H, suggesting that the nervous system is patterned around this time. Ecology Behavior Taxonomy. Christian Sardet from Villefranche-sur-Mer visited some classic experiments from more than 30 years ago when he and his colleagues revealed an intriguing intracellular behavior of Birovita, whereby the female nuclei probe different male nuclei before fusing with 1/34. This extraordinary observation has largely remained unstudied since the original paper, but with new tools and better technology now available, seems certain to be revisited. Sardet also shared video footage from the Terra Oceans expedition that took place from 2009 to 2013-35. Jamile Javidpa from the GEMA Helmholtz Center for Ocean Research in Kiel, Germany, next presented work looking at functional traits in the invasive Tenophora M. leedii. Javidpa presented long-term ecological data showing evidence that cannibalism occurs in M. leedii and that it plays an important role in the population dynamics of M. leedii. She used laboratory experiments to demonstrate that adult M. leedii actively feed on M. leedii larvae. These data offer new insights into the ability of this tenophore to proliferate and survive in new habitats. Daniel Sasson, a postdoctoral researcher from the Whitney Laboratory, presented recently published data showing the influence of light, circadian rhythm, and body size on M. leedii spawning, 36. The data challenged some earlier ideas of how light influences spawning and showed results consistent with inbreeding costs associated with self-fertilization. Katharina Badding, a master's student from GEMA, presented evidence that regeneration ability of M. leedii depends on the availability of food. Her results showed that there are energetic limitations to regenerative success in M. leedii, which has implications regarding the invasive abilities of larval M. leedii. Otto Oliveira from the Universidade Federal do ABC in Brazil gave an outline of classification challenges in Tenophora, pointing out that current classifications at the genera and species level are fairly sound, but that the sub-genera classifications are essentially wrong. Oliveira suggested that a workshop perhaps at the next Tenapalooza be held to sort out the current classification system. Metagenomic slime. Richard Merriiter, a PhD student from Auburn University, opened day 2 of the meeting with a talk about the microbiome of M. leedii. Merriiter found that the composition, structure, and functional capabilities of the M. leedii microbiota shifts with the season, but that at least one species of bacteria, Propionibacterium acnes, is retained throughout the year. Maya Breitbart from the University of South Florida presented published work on the discovery of novel circular single-stranded DNA viruses in M. leedii, 37. Breitbart reviewed the first reported instances of viruses in tenophores and also presented preliminary work, suggesting that these viruses may persist year-round. James Townsend, a PhD student from the University of Pennsylvania, presented calorimetric, rheometric, and magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, data with an aim toward identifying physical, biochemical, and anatomic data on the massively of Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719, M. Leedy. Townsend concluded that M. leedyi massively is physiochemically distinct from that of other animal tissues. Gene cells development. Jason Presnell, a PhD student from the University of Miami, presented an analysis of the Krippel-like factor, KLF, gene family in M. leedyi and Pleurobrachia bacchi. Presnell showed that in M. leedyi, a KLF gene related to KLF5 is expressed ubiquitously early in development and later becomes isolated to endodermal canals. These expression domains are consistent with a conserved cell proliferative role for this gene and warrant follow-up with functional techniques. Richard McCann from Mercer University School of Medicine spoke next about the evolution of the core ADSEM, that is, cell-cell and cell matrix adhesion receptors. McCann showed phylogenetic evidence for an increase in evolutionary rate of the core ADSEM after animals split from the rest of eukaryotes. William Brown spoke next about the tenophore through gut. Brown recounted how Chun and others had showed evidence more than 100 years ago that the anal pores of tenophores were used for excretory functions, 38, but that in the modern literature it is thought the majority of digested material is expelled through the mouth, 39. Brown then showed video footage of a tenophore digesting a fluorescently labeled zebrafish, with high-resolution detail of the tenophore digestive process, leaving no doubt that the vast majority of digested materials exit through the anal pores. Lauren Vanderpas, a PhD student from the University of Washington, next presented successful isolation and maintenance of multiple cell types from primary cultures of M. leedyi. The availability of tenophore cell lines will enhance cellular-level research on tenophores. Evolutionary genomics. Nathan Whelan, a postdoctoral researcher from Auburn University, presented phylogenetic relationships of tenophore lineages. Whelan used Bayesian ancestral state reconstruction to infer that the last common tenophore ancestor had a cedipid body plan and had a pelagic lifestyle. Christine Schnitzler from the National Human Genome Research Institute gave an overview of the completeness of two publicly available tenophore datasets, M. leedyi and P. bacchi, as well as a third unpublished genome sequence, Birovita. Schnitzler's measures of completeness, including comparisons to a sponge genome, are important for making inferences about gene structure and loss when using these data. Andrea Cohn from the Whitney Laboratory spoke about the epigenetic landscape in tenophores. Cohn showed that, page 4 of 6, DNA demethylation is prominent during development in M. leedyi, P. bacchi, and Biro abyssicola, 40. Cohn also showed evidence for expansion of the RNA editing machinery in tenophores. Benthic tenophores. There was an exciting session on an enigmatic group of tenophores called platyctenes or benthic tenophores. Peter Glynn from University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science spoke about benthic tenophores in South Florida. Glynn discussed the habitat, population dynamics, feeding and reproductive behavior, predators, and ecological roles of the benthic tenophores Cola plana waltoni and Velicula multiformis. He showed that the rate of Cola plana species discoveries is linear, which implies that there are many more Cola plana to be discovered. George Matsumoto from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute spoke about the taxonomy of benthic tenophores. Matsumoto went through each family, Savangiidae, Liratidae, Cola plana, Tgelphelidae, and Tenoplanidae, including a new undescribed family that appears to have only four comb rows and was discovered at a depth of 7,000 meters, thought to be the greatest depth that a tenophore has been found to date. Gustav Paulet from the University of Florida's Museum of Natural History spoke about benthic tenophore diversity in the Indo-West Pacific. Paulet began by pointing out that the vast majority of the known marine biodiversity is benthic, 23x, but according to the World Register of Marine Species Worms 41, there are 169 pelagic tenophores and 59 benthic species, suggesting that there are many more benthic species to be identified. He then shared photographs from many benthic ctenophores that cooker on echinoderms, soft corals, and algae, with special emphasis on host specificity and the occurrence of several species on single hosts, for example, 8 species on toadstool coral Sarcophyton. Paul A. discussed Colaplana meteoris, a ctenophore that spends most of its time on the benthos, but unlike most benthic ctenophores, has maintained its ability to swim. These ctenophores have an oral groove that extends to the tentacles, which is characteristic of Vallicula. This is interesting given their three-dimensional structure, unlike other colaplanids, and phylogenetic data, presented earlier by Whelan, showing that C. meteoris are more closely related to Vallicula than to other colaplanids. Paul A. suggests that they should be placed in their own genus Benthoplana. Lastly, he described Lobatus lampia tetragona, a lobat that lives on soft bottoms but can lift and swim. These animals have very distinct morphology, including tentacles that extend around its lobe, and unlike most other ctenophores, they brood their embryos. Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719. Closing keynote. Casey Dunn from Brown University gave the closing talk, the second keynote entitled 10-4 ctenophore. Dunn reviewed the current literature surrounding the position of ctenophora on the animal tree of life. He showed that the support for Porifera as the sister group is highly dependent on using only Chonoflagellata as an outgroup and only with the CAT plus GTR framework. He argued that these conditions, as well as the argument that all other approaches lack explicit criteria other than tree topology, are not justified. Dunn pointed out that ctenophores have a great deal to offer as to how we interpret variation in biology and how we understand animal diversity. Along these lines, he had the following calls to action. 1. Stop shoehorning ctenophore biology into cnidarian and bilaterian biology. 2. Better communicate why ctenophores are interesting, with an emphasis on how they differ from other animals. 3. Meet again in the next few years, because this has been fun and interesting. And 4. Seek out the unique biology of ctenophores. For example, let's have 5 whole talks devoted to coloblasts. He closed his talk with a tongue-in-cheek apology to ctenophores, promising that we will do a better job of celebrating their uniqueness. Poster sessions. 2 poster sessions were each opened with 2 min lightning talks, where each presenter gave an overview of their poster. These lightning talks successfully sparked discussion among participants and led to lively discourse in front of posters. The posters featured a range of research topics, including biomechanics, biogeography, regeneration, neuroscience, embryology, genomics, invasive biology, horizontal gene transfer, and more. 2 posters even included tanks with live benthic ctenophores. The future of ctenophore research. The future of ctenophorology is bright. A discussion during the last session of the meeting led to ideas on important topics for future research centering around the remarkable biology of these animals. Some examples of topics put forward were bioluminescence, macrocilia, for example, the teeth of Birreaux, coloblasts, the stetolith, unipolar cleavage, male-female pronuclear fusion, non-polarized neurites, a Hox-free primary body axis, and invasive biology. It will be important to establish a powerful experimental model ctenophore that can be used to address many of these topics. M. Leedy is the most obvious choice given the accessibility of these animals, as well as the availability of a high-quality genome and established experimental techniques. The implementation of these techniques in other ctenophores should also not be far off and will be important for addressing comparative questions. The page 5 of 6. Establishment of new experimental techniques in ctenophores combined with the influx of new ctenophorologists will lead to a greater understanding of both the unique and shared characteristics of these fascinating animals. We look forward to witnessing firsthand the growth of ctenophore biology and comparing the scope and magnitude of this inaugural meeting to future ctenopaloozas. Abbreviations DEEPC, Diversity, Evolution, and Ecophysiology of Ctenophores, KLF, Propellite Factor, MRI, Magnetic Resonance Imaging, Worms, World Register of Marine Species. Authors Contributions JFR, says, and SLT organized Tenapalooza. All three authors contributed to this report and have approved the final manuscript. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Author details 1 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL 32080, USA 2 Department of Biology, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL 32611, USA 3 National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, MD 20892, USA 4 Bell Center, Marine Biological Laboratory, Woods Hole, MA 02543, USA. Acknowledgements. The author's organizers are thankful to the 75 wonderful tenophorologists and tenophore tourists that attended and presented at Tenapalooza. Competing interests. The authors declare that they have no competing interests. Funding Tenapalooza was sponsored by a grant from the National Science Foundation's Division of Integrative Organismal Systems to Joseph Ryan, number 1,619,712. We also acknowledge funding was provided by a grant from the University of Florida's Office of Research to Joseph Ryan, project number 00075235. Additional funding was provided by the Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience. Student and postdoc prizes were provided by Harvard University Press. Evo Devo generously waived open access fees for this report. Received. The 20th of July 2016 accepted. The 17th of August 2016. References 1. Agassiz A. Embryology of the Tenophora. J. Nat Hist 1875. 15, 85, 87-92, 2, Chun K. Dyke Tenophoran de Plankton Expedition, Volume 2, Lipsius and Tysha, 1898, 3, Kowalewski A. On the Development of the Tenophora, J. Nat Hist 1867, 20, 117, 228-9, 4, Willie A. On Tenoplana, Quart J. Micro C. 1897, 39, 323-42, 5, Haddocks, A Golden Age of Gelata, Past and Future Research on Planktonic Tenophores and Cnidarians, in, Co-Lenterate Biology 2003, Springer, 2004 page 549-56, 6, Dunn C. W., Hedgenell A., Mattis D. Q., Pang K., Brown W., Smith S. A., Sever E., Rouse G. W., Obst M., Edgecomb G. D., Sorensen M. V., Haddock S. H. D., Schmidt Risa A., Akusu A., Christensen R. M., Wheeler W. C., Martindale M. Q., Jeribut G. Broadfiller Genomic Sampling Improves Resolution of the Animal Tree of Life, Nature 2008, 452, 7188, 745-9, 7, Hedgenell A., Obst M., Stomaticus A., Ott M., Rouse G. W., Edgecomb G. D., Martinez P., Baganer J., Bailey X., John Delius U., Veens M., Muller Wach, Sever E., Wheeler W. C., Martindale M. Q., Jeribut G., Dunn C. W., Assessing the Root of Bilaterian Animals with Scalable Phylogenomic Methods. Proc R. Soklond B. Bile C. 2009, 276, 1677, 4261-70, Ryan et al., Evo Devo, 2016, 719, 8, Ryan J. F., Pang K., Schnitzler C. E., Nguyen A. D., Morland R. T., Simmons D. K., Koch B. J., Francis W. R., Havlak P., Smith S. A., Putnam N. H., Haddock S. H. D., Dunn C. W., Wolfsburg T. G., Mulliken J. C., Martindale M. Q., Baxevenus A. D., The Genome of the Tenophore Nemeopsis Leedii and Its Implications for Cell Type Evolution, Science 2013, 342, 6164, 1,242,592, 9. Moroz LL, Cockett KM, Citarella Mr., Dossing S., Narikian TP, Povolotskaya IS, Grigorenko AP, Daly C., Berizikov E., Buckley KM, Titson A., Rishetov D., Maklaji K., Moroz TP, Bobkova Y., YUF, Kapitanov VV, Jerka J., Bobkov YV, Swar JJ, Gerardo Du, Fodor A., Gusev F., Sanford R., Bruders R., Kitler E., Mill CE, Rast JP, Darrell R., Solovyev VV, Kondrashov Far, Swala BJ, Swedler JV, Rogiv EI, Halinich KM, Cohn AB, The Tenor Genome and the Evolutionary Origins of Neural Systems, Nature 2014, 510, 7503, 109-14, 10, Wellen NV, Cockett KM, Moroz LL, Halinich KM, Error, Signal, and the Placement of Tenophora's Sister to All Other Animals. Proc Nat. Acad. C. 2015, 112, 18, 5773-8, 11, Borowiec ML, Lee E.K., Chu J.C., Plachetsky D.C., Extracting Phylogenetic Signal and Accounting for Bias in Whole Genome Datasets Supports the Tenophora as Sister to Remaining Metazoa. BMC Genom 2015, 16, 1, 1, 12. Dunn C.W., Lees S.P., Haddock, The Hidden Biology of Sponges and Tenophores. Trends Eckel Evel 2015, 30, 5, 282-91, 13. Jakely G., Paps J., Nielsen C. The Phylogenetic Position of Tenophores and the Origin, S., of Nervous Systems. Evo Devo 2015, 6, 1, 1, 14. Liebeskind B.J., Hillis D.M., Zakin H.H., Phylogeny unites animal sodium leak channels with fungal calcium channels in an ancient, voltage-insensitive clade. Molbile Evel 2012 MSS 182, 15. Marlow H., Errant D. Evolution, Tenophore Genomes and the Origin of Neurons. Kerr Bile 2014, 24, 16 R 757-61, 16. Ryan J.F. Did the Tenophore Nervous System Evolve Independently? Zoology 2014, 117, 4. 225-6, 17. Ryan J.F., Chiadin M. Where is my mind? How sponges and placozones may have lost neural cell types. Phil Trans R. Sock B. 2015, 370, 1684, 20,150,059, 18. Philip H., Darrell R., Lopez P., Pick K., Borkelini C., Bori S. Nault N., Vaislip J., Renard E., Howe Liston E., Kayanek E., Da Silva C., Winker P., Leguader H., Lees S., Jackson D. J., Scriber F., Erpenbeck D., Morgenstern B., Wahai G., Manuel M. Phylogenomics revives traditional views on deep animal relationships. Kerr Bile 2009, 19, 8, 706-12, 19. Pick K., Philip H., Scriber F., Erpenbeck D., Jackson D., Reed P., Veens M., Allier A., Morgenstern B., Manuel M., Wahai G. Improved phylogenomic taxon sampling noticeably affects non-bilaterian relationships. Molbile Evel 2010, 27, 9, 1983 7, 20. Pisani D., Peck W., Dorman M., Feuder R., Rotus Tabelli O., Philip H., Lotillet N., Wahai G. Genomic data do not support comb jellies as the sister group to all other animals. Proc Nat. Acad. C. 2015, 112, 50, 15402-7, 21. Pang K., Martindale M.Q., Comb Jellies, Tenophora, A Model for Basal Metazone Evolution and Development, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols 2008, 11 PDB EMO 106, 22. Pang K., Martindale M.Q., Nemeopsis Leedii Spawning and Embryo Collection, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols, 2008, 11 PDB Prot 5085, 23, Pang K, Martindale MQ, 10-4 Tissue Preparation and Extraction of RNA, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols, 2008, 11 PDB Prot 5089, page 6 of 6, 24, Pang K, Martindale MQ, 10-4 Whole Mount In Situ Hybridization, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols, 2008, 11 PDB Prot 5087, 25, Pang K, Martindale MQ, 10-4 Whole Mount Antibody Staining, Cold Spring Harbor Protocols, 2008, 11 PDB Prot 5086, 26, Jager M, Chiri R, Alia A, Dayrod C, Kayanek E, Manuel M. New Insights on 10-4 Neural Anatomy, Immunofluorescence Study in Pleurobrachia pilius, Muller, 1776, JEXP Zul B. Moldev Evel 2011, 316, 3, 171-87, 27, Yamada A., Martindale MQ, Fuki A., Tochin A. S. Highly Conserved Functions of the Brachyury Gene on Morphogenetic Movements, Insight from the Early Diverging Phylum Ctenophora, Dev Bile 2010, 339, 1, 212-22, 28, Colin S. P., Costello J. H., Hansen L. J., Tittleman J., Dabiri J. O., Stealth Predation and the Predatory Success of the Invasive Ctenophora Nemeopsis Leedii, Proc Nat. Acad. C. 2010, 107, 40, 17223-7, 29, Golash S. Overview on Introduced Aquatic Species in European Navigational and Adjacent Waters, Helgel Mar. Res. 2006, 60, 2, 84, 30, Jasper C., Moller L. F., Kiobo T. Reproduction Rates Under Variable Food Conditions and Starvation in Nemeopsis leedii, Significance for the Invasion Success of Ctenophora, J. Plankton. Res. 2015, 37, 5, 1011-8, 31, Javadpur J., Sommer U., Shiganova T. First Record of Nemeopsis leedii agassiz 1865 in the Baltic Sea, Aquat Invasions 2006, 1, 4, 299-302, 32, Riush T. B., Bolt S., Sparwell M., Moss Och, Javadpur J. Microsatellites Reveal Origin and Genetic Diversity of Eurasian Invasions by One of the World's Most Notorious Marine Invader, Nemeopsis leedii, Ctenophora, Moll Eckel 2010, 19, 13, 2690-9, 33, Tibbetts J. Exotic Invasion, Environ Health Perspect 1997, 105, 6, 590, 34, Kiray D., Sardat C. Fertilization and Early Development in Birovita, Dev Bile 1984, 105, 1, 188-95, 35, Borg P., Bola C., D. Vargas C., Gorski G., Carcenti E., Winker P. Terra Oceans Studies Plankton at Planetary Scale, Science 2015, 348, 6237, 873-5, 36, Sasson D. A., Ryan J. F., The Sex Lives of Ctenophores, The Influence of Light, Body Size, and Self-Fertilization on the Reproductive Output of the Sea Walnut, Nemeopsis leedii, Peirce 2016, 4E 1846, 37, Breitbart M., Benner B., Jernigan P., Rosario K., Bursa L. M., Harbitner R. C., Fulford S., Graham C., Walters A., Goldsmith D. B., Berger S. A., Nejstka J. C., Discovery, Prevalence, and Persistence of Novel Circular Single-Stranded DNA Viruses in the Ctenophores Nemeopsis leedii and Birovita, Front Microbial 2015, 6, 38. Chun C. Die Ctenophoren des Golfs von Nepel und der Angrenzenden Meeres Abschnitt, Volume 1, W. Ingelmann, 1880, 39. Buhmann D. Pools G. The Tenafor Nemeopsis leadii has a flow-through system for digestion with three consecutive phases of extracellular digestion. Physiol Zool 1997 page 1-6, 40. Dave E. C., Sanford R. S., Cohn Ab., Bobkova Y., Moroz LL. DNA methylation in basal metazones, insights from Tenafors. Integra Comp Bile 2015, 55, 6, 1096-110, 41. Phylum Tenafora, list of all valid species names. Electronic Internet document accessed through World Register of Marine Species, http://www.marinespecies.org/afia.php ?pqualstacks details ampersand id equals 1248. Submit your next manuscript to Biomed Central and we will help you at every step. We accept pre-submission inquiries. Our selector tool helps you to ND the most relevant journal. We provide round-the-clock customer support, convenient online submission, thorough peer review, inclusion in PubMed and all major indexing services. Maximum visibility for your research. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.